In the meantime, in between time, we're standing by for actress, film director, film producer. I hope I got that right. Patrice Johnson, right after the messages. This is your new 1095 Jams. We are getting ready to speak with Patrice Johnson. She'll tell you all she is, because as I told her a while ago, I deliberately don't read profiles and bios because I want to go in there without any knowledge. Not that you can escape her, but she'll tell you what she does, what she's doing, and why we are supposed to be so proud of her. But it's Patrice Johnson. I know this much. She's an actress, Broadway, on and off stage, film producer, film director. And if I'm wrong, she'll correct me. Patrice, good afternoon. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Good afternoon, Francine.
How are you?
Excellent. I'm excellent. Good to be on the air with you.
I'm happy to have you as well. And I tell you what, I put the PR up on social media, and it seems to me that these guys are going crazy. Gorgeous lady that you are.
Go ahead.
I'm getting inboxes. Is she? All men. Okay.
That's funny.
But that's nice. That's really nice. We just want to introduce you a little bit to the audience, worldwide audience. I said you're an actress, film producer, film director. What else do you do?
I also am an educator. I teach drama and speech to kids, because I really believe in giving back, and I'm an actor, a writer, director, a producer, and an educator. And so, using all parts of my gifts and talents.
No, you were born in Jamaica. I suppose you came here very young, so you were brought up in this country. Were you? Hello? Did I lose her?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah. When did you decide? When did the theater bug, because it must have been, when did that hit you?
The theater bug hit me even while I was a little kid in Jamaica. It's crazy because I was dreaming about being an actor and being on TV, but nobody does that. No one in my family did that. My mom has 8 kids. We all came to Jamaica from Jamaica at the same time. I have a whole heap of brothers and sisters. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Outside of that, who I love very, very much, all of them. And when I came, we all came to the U.S. as everybody studying engineering, doctor, you know, all this straight stuff. And I started out studying engineering at Cornell University, and the quiet theater bug resurrected itself, and I changed directions, and it was a good thing.
And what I need to tell people is that Jamaica, I think, Diaspora Board Advisory Member Joan Pinnock, she's also an immigration attorney. She's been on this show twice. Is your sister?
Joan is my sister. Yes. Mm-hmm. A wonderful immigration attorney that's changing lives.
Right.
And the other person on the bill is Dr. Senna, Dr. Leone Senna, who is my sister, an adult and child psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And the other person who will be on our panel is Marcia Johnson, another wonderful lawyer in my family. So even though I'm the artist, the one who went in this direction, it's enough support.
Okay.
It's the name of my production company, Francine, is called God and All of We Productions. Oh. And you understand what that means. I usually have to explain it to Americans that it means God and all of us.
Production. And so I have to skip. Now, you see, where I like to come in fresh, not knowing anything, because you mentioned the panel. So I have to go now to your film that is going to be launched at the African Diaspora International Film Festival New York's Dirty Laundry. And what is New York's Dirty Laundry about?
New York's Dirty Laundry is a film based on true stories that happened right after 9/11. And it focuses on the interaction between a Caribbean family, Caribbean American family, and Arab Muslim family in a changing Brooklyn right after 9/11, which was explosive. And it focuses on a story about an elder Caribbean woman who loses a $20 bill in a washing machine in a Caribbean, in an Arab Muslim laundromat, and a taxi ride coming from New York City to Brooklyn. And both of them become extremely charged because of the post 9/11 environment, which is actually very similar to right now with, stuff that's exploded in terms of xenophobia, since the election of Donald Trump.
Okay.
And very explosive.
Now, is this, and tell folks where the, so you're launching, which means you haven't yet shown the film.
Shown the film.
Oh, you have?
The African Diaspora International Film Festival. It's funny because we first met, the Tiara and Rinaldo, who are the pioneers and wonderful hosts of this festival in Cannes when this film, New York's Dirty Laundry, was screened at the Cannes Film Festival
a
few years ago. And so we met them and we were like minds and so on. And, then they put us in their festival in this country. And, it's funny because we were all on the same mindset because the film, although it focuses on the, events post 9/11 and was made a few years ago, the energy of the film and the themes of it resonate right now and are extremely topical since the election of Donald Trump again, because the theme, it's an explosive time. New York, and I call it, New York's Dirty Laundry because right after 9/11, there was, people were putting candles and flowers and notices and whatnot, and that was one side of things.
Right.
But the flip side of things was the fear, the kind of it was almost like Arabisms had become, black people were usually on the bottom. So we know that. Black stopped all the time, called, followed in store, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 changed it, and people felt like all of a sudden that, my sister's gonna speak as well, that there were, their prejudices were released, unleashed, and that they could, just like now, target Arab Muslims, cuss them out and tell them, you're this, get out of our country, America is not for you. Mm-hmm. And actually what's been happening right now was what was happening then. Either you were targeting them to hurt them or violating the women, pulling off, trying to take off their hijabs and their headdress.
Yes.
And it was extremely challenging. And it was real. And it was dirty, and it was something that I observed here in New York and in Brooklyn and specifically in Canarsie, which was changing its demographic at the time. Mm-hmm. So the film focuses on two true stories that happened within my family. Mm-hmm. And they start out explosive, Francine,
yes,
but end up in such a redemptive way, which was the reason that I wanted to make the film and I wanted to tell the story. They made a turn. They made a human, very human turn. And what's redemptive in it is that even good people have prejudices. Even good people have blinders on. Even good people have judgments. I mean, that's how we're human, and resentment and all that kind of stuff. But I think when we then don't paint each other with one broad stroke, you don't say Arab Muslims are this, Jamaican right. people are this, blah, 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 you know, and you start seeing human, I believe that's an opportunity to change the world. That's an opportunity to change mine. And that's what this movie is about.
And you know, film, music, literature, art, humanities are meant to change the way people think, to change your attitude. Now, is the film, and oh my goodness, we could talk forever and ever because, you know, we only have 9 minutes to news. But the film now, is this done in documentary form or in a regular movie form?
The film is done in a regular movie form. Oh. So in that it looks like a documentary because that's how I shot it, mm-hmm. but it is actually a narrative. So it is me writing the story of the truth of the film. You understand what I mean? So it's not documentary. I'm going to let my sister, Marcia, speak. 1 second. She wants to say something.
Okay.
Hello. This is Marcia Johnson. Thank you for having us on your program.
Hi, Marcia.
Hello. You said Marcia. You grew up in the 70s like me.
Okay.
So this film, I'm a lawyer. I'm a, an attorney by trade, but I was a producer on this film. And when we first did it and shot it right after 9/11, I was actually still in law school or just actually right after I had graduated. And so Patrice and I, in our part of our big family, would talk about how the world was changing around us, mm-hmm. particularly New York, after this very traumatic event, which was the bringing down of the Twin Towers and the death of 3,000 plus people, and how America was showing its slip, mm-hmm. so to speak,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it speaks out of both sides of its mouth to immigrants. On the one side, America says, we're the land of immigrants and everybody's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, it says it exploits immigrants on the other side and demonizes them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And says that you are worth, you're not, this American dream may not exist for you because you're permanently marginalized, right?
Right, right.
And so, right. And the immigrants who come here pick up on the prejudices. I remember when we first came here, it took a long time and we're, you know, clearly black people. But when we first came here, they would say, what's your race? And we would say, Jamaican.
Right.
And even that is a nationality, not a race. But you know, Jamaican people have a different conception of race.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. And we would claim that. And so I remember when my sister, the first applied to school, I know you don't remember the time, but they would say other, because they would see African American. And they said, but you're not African American. You know?
Would other.
And also there was, there was a stigma attached, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when other immigrants, even for us as black immigrants, came in and we were judging black people in America. Now, how much more so did non-black immigrants come in and judge black Americans and say, oh, no, the reason that you're on the bottom
is because
you must be lazy. Yes, and you have no ambition.
And mm-hmm. let me be quick about this because 2 days ago, I saw a supposedly educated, legally trained man put that assertion or that assumption, what is it? I don't know what it is, on Facebook comparing African Americans with Jamaicans or Caribbean people in a very degrading way. And I had to step in. And I said, this is ignorance. I know they don't really like me. But I said, do you all mm-hmm. realize that we are the same people? Do you realize
right.
that if these people's blood was not spilt, that you and I couldn't be here working, doing radio show, being lawyer and everything?
So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. And so
I had that conversation.
Right, and it's certainly what's going on, and it's still going on. Trying to form a basis of commonality versus looking at each other as different.
Yeah,
and
right.
What happened with the film was that this traumatic event, in, for all Americans, really, even people all of, in the Western Hemisphere, but really particularly New York, how that shifted how the dominant group, which is the white group in America, started to see who did they paint easily as the villain,
mm-hmm.
and who did they paint as part of the us. Not the other,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, black people are used to being part of the other, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and for the first time, it was another group, you know?
True.
It's like when they had the Asian,
yes.
after World War II, they had the internment of the Japanese, you know?
Right,
and all of a sudden, people who had been raised and born in America were now part of the other,
yeah.
you know? And we see that happens. It's a response to fear. And sometimes all type of things that are undercurrent in our country. But so the question was, when black, you know, they said black, the black pot did that bottom instead
mm-hmm.
of on top, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so when black pot is not on the bottom anymore, how do black people react?
All right.
Okay.
No, let me,
an opportunity.
Yeah, let me get very quickly because we're running up to news time.
Yeah.
Tell us about the showing or the launching of the film at the African Diaspora International Film Festival. What time, what
so
date,
Patrice,
and where
again.
Can they go? Patrice.
Okay.
And we got to talk to you again. We got to talk to you.
Yes.
Because this is heavy.
Listen, we have to talk again because I hear you talk to Ian first all the time.
Ah.
And Ian is our Ian is our compadre.
Okay, cool.
So much so that we had to pull him into a film, our other film named Hilangali.
All right.
And you have yes, man. So the film is this Sunday at Columbia University, specifically the Teachers College.
Okay.
And the location is 525 West 120th Street, and it's in room 263 Macy, M-A-C-Y.
Okay. And we...
Let me say that again.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Sunday at 6 o'clock, okay? And if you go to the African Diaspora website, nyadiff.org, look for the, it's part of their Black Indie series. So,
mm-hmm.
again, that's nyadiff.org, which is the New York African Diaspora International Film Festival.org.
Okay,
plus,
great.
There's a panel, which you know, which will be on immigration. And, you know, it's interesting about depression because people assume that the trauma of being undocumented, the trauma of struggling in this country to try to put two bread together because you find out that the streets are not made of gold.
Right.
The trauma of being stepped upon. And, and then, you know, there's a stigma in communities where you don't want to go, you don't even think that, to get some help, to go see somebody for this stress
to get,
that
yes.
you're under.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes,
and people think that it doesn't belong in them. And basically, I, especially now in this time, Francine, especially now, people are under so much stress. And fear. And my sister Joan and my sister Dr. Senna deal very much in this right now.
No.
Right
mm-hmm.
now.
All right, guess what?
Cross.
News coming up in, what, 22 seconds. I got to let you go, I'm going to commission you again because we want to hear more about the film. And after it leaves...
Yes.
This festival, where it will be and where people will be able to see it. I'll put the flyer up on our website. But thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, man, and check us out on Facebook.
Yeah,
just
man.
Check us out on Facebook.
Where?
To see the information.
News
New York,
Green Dirty
Laundry.
You know. News Green Lit.
What you
say? The news is going to be late.
There?
I said the news.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Francine. Really
right.
appreciate it. Big up Yvette Hines,
yes. And guess what?
Yeah.
Thanks to... I realize now that your sister listens to this station. So thank you guys very much. and we'll talk. Fox News gonna be a minute late. Patrice Johnson and her sister inside the afternoon drive. Thank you so much.